This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, Nancy is from Massachusetts. Nancy tells a sad story about losing a brother 10 years earlier, tragic accident, and how that her family coped with that loss. And then she writes this: I'm raising my daughter, who is 7 years old, note the age, 7 years old, and I'm telling her to believe whatever she wants to believe. I don't think that my beliefs are any more valid than anyone else's. However, I'm raising her to rely on and to believe in love. Just believe in love. No matter what choices she makes in life, she can always have faith, not in God, but in love, and the love she has for herself, and the mutual love of friends and family. It wasn't until after my brother's death that people started asking, how did your family get through what they had to go through? And then I realized the answer. Instead of Christian beliefs, my parents and other role models in my life instilled in me a profound belief and dependence in love. I was taught without words that in place of God, there are friends, there are family, and there is self. The collective love that we share as human beings is far greater force than anything else I can imagine. I'm not making fun of Nancy in Massachusetts. She has the right to say whatever she wants to say. And I believe she has the legal right to teach her child, her 7-year-old, whatever she wants to teach her. But isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? Honey, believe in love. We don't believe in an afterlife. We don't believe in the Lord. We don't believe in the Bible. Just believe in love, and that will get you through. And instantly, I thought of 1 Thessalonians 4 that says, God is the one who teaches us how to love. And instantly, I thought of 1 John 4, 9, I believe, that says, God is love. And so the very thing that she's holding up and say, believe in love and just trust in love, come from the Lord God Almighty. He takes credit for it. Today in our sermon series, we're just continuing right where we left off in 2 Corinthians. We're going to talk about taking a second look at death and life. What you believe about life after death will impact how you treat your spouse if you're married. It really will. You will treat your husband and wife differently based on what you believe or don't believe in life after death. I think you'll treat your children differently based on what you believe about life and death. I believe you'll treat your parents differently. Everything is colored, everything's impacted by what you believe or don't believe about life after death. 2 Corinthians 5 is the chapter we're studying today. Paul the apostle is speaking and he says, now we know. We know. Underline, we know. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in, your body, is destroyed or dissolved, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, in other words, alive, we're away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away or absent from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. Now, one of the most frightening verses to me in all of the Bible. Yet, I don't think it was meant to be frightening. It's just reality. For we must all appear. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.